A Syrian refugee who spent 7 months living in the airport in Kuala Lumpur is finally out of his transit limbo, you might say. Hassan Al-Kantar is now in British Columbia, starting a new life. CBC's Laura Lynch picks up the story.
Hassan Al-Kantar has started his new life in Canada after arriving at Vancouver International Airport. He was greeted by a group of supporters, people who had been working for months to try to get him admitted to Canada as a refugee. Now, Al-Kantar, as you might remember, had been living in the arrivals hall of the airport in Kuala Lumpur for months. He had had no access to the outside world at all because he was caught up without Syrian papers. He was not free to go anywhere. So he was bathing in the washrooms. He was cutting his hair over that period of time. He was being interviewed by different organizations, media organizations, and became a bit of a global star because of that when he was doing Skype interviews saying that he wanted out. But then 2 months ago, he was arrested, put into immigration detention, and no one knew what was going to happen next. That's when Canada got involved. They did the negotiations, they completed the paperwork. So now he is here and he says he has a message for Canadians.
I will try to be a valid member of this community, and I will always respect their methods, their ways of life. I will educate myself about their history and about traditions as well. And I will fit as soon as I can in this lovely community. And one day when I have children, I will absolutely tell them that not to forget that the Canadian people helped me and changed my life and theirs as well.
So Al-Kantar's new life will begin up in Whistler, British Columbia. That is where he has a job and a place to stay. And he says he's looking forward to breathing fresh air for the first time in months. Laura Lynch, CBC News, Vancouver.